Hello, my name is John Rosa, and I'm a PGY1 pharmacy resident at Salina Regional Health Center. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my poster presentation with our KCHP virtual meeting. This poster is an encore presentation from the research that I presented at ASHP's annual meeting back in December of 2019. So for this project, I looked at the pneumococcal immunization history in patients that were discharged with a primary diagnosis of pneumonia. You can see all of my background information up in the top left-hand corner for you, and for the sake of time, I will not cover it in detail. I will point out that I was operating under the CDC's vaccine recommendations at that point in time. However, on November 21st of 2019, after I had finished all of my data uncovering, the CDC changed the recommendation for the conjugate vaccine, or PCV13, for adults who were age 65 or older. So my objective here was to try and quantify and assess the historical pneumococcal immunization rate for our patients that were discharged with a primary diagnosis of pneumonia in fiscal year 2019. I wanted to see if we could identify a potential patient population that had suboptimal immunization protection for the pneumococcal infections. So I ran a report in our health system's EHR for fiscal year 2019 for all patients who were discharged with a primary diagnosis of pneumonia, and then I ran them through my inclusion criteria. Importantly, my exclusion criteria was if they had no history of vaccination in the statewide registry or Kansas WebIZ, if they were aged less than 5, or if they were pregnant. So moving into the middle section there on my results, I had a total of 201 patients over the course of fiscal year 2019 that met my inclusion criteria. So I assessed their immunization history for the pneumococcal immunization. The middle section up on top, you can see a bar graph which represents all of the different indications for the pneumococcal vaccines, which indicates for both PCV13 and PPSV23. And it's a representation of how many patients met those indications per their chart in our health system EHR. The most common indication was age, obviously. You can see there with 149 of my patients meeting that criteria of my 201. Moving to that middle section is looking at the 201 patients, and I evaluated based on their indications and their history, did they receive a pneumococcal vaccine? And you can see that roughly 25% or 50 of the total patients had received a pneumococcal immunization per the CDC's guidelines. 75% of them, however, did not receive a pneumococcal vaccine per indications that they had. So I called that inappropriately unimmunized. The pie chart on the right of that middle section is a breakdown of which pneumococcal vaccine was indicated but not administered. I then wanted to try and see if there was something that we could physically do with this information. So I took it one step further and identified 93 patients who reported having a primary care provider who operates in a clinic that's owned by Salina Regional. And those bottom two pie graphs is the same analysis of just those 93 patients, where you can see that only 16% of them were appropriately immunized, whereas 78 or almost 84% were inappropriately unimmunized for the pneumococcal vaccine. So in kind of in discussing this, 75%, like we already covered, were discharged from our hospital with a primary diagnosis of pneumonia but had not received a pneumococcal vaccine. And you can see more of my discussion up there in the top right-hand corner. Of note, our primary care clinics here in the Salina Regional Health Center health system do not currently have a clinical pharmacist integrated into their team, and that's something that we hope we could kind of use this information to help get us into the clinic. Some limitations that I will note is that pharmacies are the only entity that are required to upload immunization information to Kansas WebIZ, so it is possible that patients have received a pneumococcal vaccine, but the primary care clinic had not reported it to the statewide registry. There's also some inconsistent and incomplete documentation within our health system's EHR, so medications didn't match up, sometimes indications or past medical histories didn't line up. And our clinics that are owned by Salina Regional currently use a different EHR than our hospital itself, so that can lend to some of the inconsistent and incomplete documentation. Another limitation that I didn't note here that I've already kind of alluded to is that it is possible that some of these patients did receive a pneumococcal vaccine, it just wasn't uploaded to the registry. So with that in conclusion, Obviously, a majority of these patients were inappropriately unimmunized for the pneumococcal vaccine, according to our statewide registry, and this presents an opportunity to both improve the immunization rate and the documentation within our health system. That's the quick and dirty on my research presentation for you today. Please give the poster a review, and if you do have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me via email. Thank you for your time, and I wish you the best.